Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can feel it.
Great. This is the weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
A weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark. Get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Well, for many of you, it'll be a three-day weekend this weekend with the MLK holiday on Monday. Good morning to you. First of all, I have to say a really cool coincidence happened yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday was the funeral of Officer Nix at Westover Church. Well, just by happenstance, Air Force One was training here yesterday, the airplane that carries the president. And don't call me and correct me about being Air Force One only when the president's on it. I'm fully aware. Okay? I'm talking to you. All right. So yesterday, basically, Officer Nix gets a flyover from Air Force One.
Very cool coincidence.
It is. I thought how terrific it was that happened. Just a nice little coincidence.
Is that one of the things we heard when we were sitting in here? It rattled the entire building.
Those were a couple of fighter jets.
Crazy.
Sometimes that, you know, they'll out of Goldsboro or whatever, they'll do a touch and go, or they'll do something coming out of here. You know, that was a couple of fighter jets. I think what happened was is they hit the afterburner and goes, Becca that works here, she was out the door looking. She's like, I thought they were trying at the top of the building, but they were like two dots up there.
I mean, it's crazy. It literally shook. I was like, what is that? You know?
Yeah, I think that was a couple of fighter planes hitting the afterburner yesterday. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. I got a couple of decent pictures of Air Force One yesterday.
I don't ever know how you time that and grab them, but I'm so proud of you for doing it. I know it's a passion of yours.
Well, what happens is I know when they come over, I know it's not going to be just one pass.
Yeah.
And I'm not that far from the airport. So I go down there, and sometimes I get great shots, and sometimes I don't. That's how it goes. Time to get Friday started. Chase Matthew.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, and looks like we got a scam alert. Scam alert. Scam alert. What's going on?
It's the alarm for me. So, as you know, there's always those fake ads that could go around that you see that will, you know, talk about Stanley Cups, and we don't want to fall victim to those. And it's so easy to, with AI and everything else, so easy to think that you're looking at a real Stanley at a discounted price or whatever. But if you're not getting it from the Stanley site or a trusted site like Target,
or the Walmarts.
It's probably scammy. It's, yeah,
probably fake, created by somebody who's just, don't get me started.
It also always helps when you go to check out on a website to look in your browser for the lock in the web address bar.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's a protected site. It's, you know, it's safe to check out on, basically. Always check for that little thing. If you're ever wondering, look at that. Now, that's not why I want to talk about a Stanley scam. There is some stuff going around on Facebook, minus the ads, that people are falling victim to. They're legitimate people posting on, whether it's eBay or Facebook Marketplace, etc. And they're using certain verbiage to rip you off. You're getting a picture of a Stanley Cup. I even saw one yesterday, legitimate, around here. Someone posted, and it said, here's a picture to show off for clout. You're paying for the picture. How dumb is that? But people are falling for it.
Yeah. I'm seeing more and more of that. What I'm seeing more of lately, too, are AI-generated voices using celebrities saying stuff they're not saying. Because I'm very, very astute when it comes to recognizing voices. I can notice the slightest difference to know whether it's an impression or not. And it's happening more and more all the time. So like she says, be so careful when you're trying, oh, this is a great deal. Nah, maybe not.
And I'm telling you, these Stanley, these photos, I mean, when you, at first glance, it just looks like someone's selling you a Stanley. You've really got to read what little bit of, because these people are covering their butts by putting the fact that it's just a piece of art or a picture or whatever. But if you're just clicking and going and not paying attention, which a lot of people have been doing.
A Stanley cup for $5?
Yes, you will fall victim to this. So, please. And I saw one that was selling a picture for like $140. Trying to trick people. Trying to get your money.
Yeah.
So, please, 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 please just pay more attention. And don't come for me if you're a Stanley hater. Y'all all had a fad you liked at one point in time. Y'all all bought something dumb.
Speaking of the Stanley Quencher, we're going to test the hot water retention today. A competition between my Yeti and her Stanley Quencher.
Probably go ahead on this commercial break and fill them up with one. Just in case it stays hot for a long time.
I was supposed to bring my cooking thermometer, but I couldn't find it.
It's okay. We can do the finger test.
Yeah. This is pseudoscientific. This is Wake Up with the Wolf Show science.
That's right.
It's not real. Okay. Hey, if it hurts my finger, it's hot.
That's right.
All right. That's what it's going to be. Yeah, you're right. We should get started on that right away here. Finally, Friday. It's the weekend. FGL. This is how we roll.
The mixtape's got a little hang.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Something you might be interested in. It's Friday. A little bit of good news. I know how you hate it getting dark early. 57 days until daylight saving time returns.
Oh, let's go. I'm so ready.
Countdown is on.
The seasonal depression.
It'll be here before you know it. 57 days is a very short time.
By the time I just start to get used to it is when it changes back again. But I really wish that bill had passed and we'd stay on the other daylight savings, the spring forward time.
Well, it may. It may happen. We never know.
Now, losing that hour of sleep,
it sucks. Yeah, that's the one good thing about that fall back.
But the good thing about spring forward is if you're on third shift...
Yeah.
You jump an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look out for some more of that severe weather today, too, by the way. Could be coming through this afternoon. And that polar vortex next week with those lows in the teens.
So much weather stuff going on.
Some of the people in the West are going to be having 60 below wind chills when that thing comes across. When you look at it on a map, it's a huge storm. Huge. It's massive.
60 below, like minus 60?
Minus 60 wind chills.
How is something even that cold? Oh, my gosh.
Brutal.
I wouldn't leave the house. I'd be like, sorry, I'm calling in.
I'm out.
Calling in because I'm calling out.
Yeah. Turning the heat up, pulling out all my blankets.
Yeah.
Getting under every one of them. So watch out for that this afternoon. It's rain for us today. One of those strong storms where there's possible flooding and all that other kind of
stuff. Yay, like Tuesday all over again.
Yeah, right. And it only lasts like a couple of hours. Boom, it's over. I had to cancel a plan today because of it.
Meep, meep, meep.
I'm getting ready to go on an OMR here. You know what an OMR is?
No.
Old man rant.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Hate being out on the road with these people that don't know how to slow down when you can't see, the road's soaking wet. Stop doing 100.
I don't necessarily think you got to do 100, but Lord, could you just learn how to drive in the rain? Please.
They're not very good at it around here, are they?
And the flashers, they drive me nuts.
With people who drive with their flashers on?
Yeah, and I get why you're doing it, right? I get it.
So nobody runs up on you and hits you in the rear end. Yeah, I know.
So... Yeah, but, like, it's annoying. I don't know why it annoys. I'm more distracted by your flashing lights and to know that you're probably overly cautious, so you're going to be going very slow. Also, I don't like the people who don't have their lights on when it's just dark enough and it's raining. I can't see you. Put your normal lights on. Turn the daggum hazards off and put your headlights on.
You drive crazy, though.
I don't drive crazy, Dale.
You come in here on two wheels.
I do not. He's so dramatic, you guys. I do not.
You fly.
I don't fly.
I've seen you on the road flying in the Wolf truck. Is Annie in the Wolf truck?
I absolutely do not. Because our old boss would get my butt in trouble for flying in the Wolf truck. It's a rolling billboard. I know it. I'm not speeding.
How fast do you think you're coming down in the morning to come to work down Tyner Road?
I don't speed down Tyner. It's like 50. I go the speed limit. It's already fast enough for the road that it is.
You drive fast.
Okay, Dale. Only on road trips. Only on road trips.
Yeah. And you're the one that never gets caught either. If I try to go too fast, Bob, I get
caught. I need for you to stop speaking things out loud, sir. I need for you not say words like that.
You don't want this to come to be.
We don't manifest that kind of thing.
Right. All right. So anyway, some bad weather coming in today and cold next week. And get ready. This will be the coldest weather of the year. We only get it one time. It's at one time. You live in North Carolina, you get one blast of that super cold weather. Boom, it's over. And that's coming next week.
Just bring some snow, dog. Please.
It's not. There's no snow. There is no snow.
It is so unfair. Boone will get slap covered. We don't even get a dusting.
No, it's not going to happen. There is no snow.
I could spit. I'm so mad. I just want one. Just one.
If you spit, will you spit in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to spit on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Friday to you. It's the weekend. We're glad you're listening. Here's Dustin Lynch.
Well, look who it is. Last call about it around.
Today's top three.
So a lot of folks are in a tizzy thanks to Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools and their announcement late yesterday for the 2024-25 calendar year at school. I'm laughing at it because I feel like I grew up with this schedule, so I don't know why we're so mad. The first day for students will be Monday, August 12th, 2024, which if you recall in past years, most of our schools start around the 20-ish if of something, right, you know, okay. Whatever it is. Last day will be Tuesday, May 20th. That's the schedule I grew up on. You go to school a little early in August, you get out in May. You don't go till June.
Unless you have a lot of snow.
Unless you have a lot of snow, right. Winter break will be between Friday, December 20th and Friday, January 3rd. That's a solid 2 weeks. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And they have a full version of the calendar on the Winston-Salem Forsyth County School webpage, but those are just the highlighted points of it. And people are mad, and I guess it's because a lot of people had vacations planned or something. So I do think they probably should have announced this last summer.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I know, people, yes, I know, with vacations leading up, you know, if school normally started on the 23rd or the 25th, you're taking a very, very last-minute vacation.
Yeah, you shouldn't be planning a vacation that close because, first of all, you already don't know when it's going to start. It could be a day or two, or in this case, a week or so earlier than it normally does. I don't know. Why are your undies in a bundle over it? You shouldn't be.
No, I think it's a cool schedule. So, but that's what everybody is talking about right now. We also have, of course, a storm coming in today. It's going to look a lot like Tuesday, sadly.
Ruined the plan I had today, too, by the way.
Flood watch has been issued for a lot of the surrounding counties, and it's just going to be gross. Just be gross out there. So please be cautious. If you can stay home, stay home. I don't know how or why anybody wants to go to Walmart in the tsunami.
Thanks, Mother Nature.
Yeah, thank you, Mother Nature. Keep us at home. And last but not least.
Please.
Applebee's on a date night, but all you can eat.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm down. I'm sorry. I think Applebee's gets a bad rap.
I haven't been to Applebee's in years, but they announced their hotly anticipated return of its all-you-can-eat deal. So you can put on your eating pants and chow down on a feast of all-you-can-eat boneless wings. But this time, you can also get endless riblets and double crunch shrimp. $14.99 a person.
How can you beat that? You can't.
Yeah. And it says once you pick your first all-you-can-eat dish, you can switch it up for your second and so on and so forth. So you can try them all and then try them all again.
Ooh, that's a good feature. So if you start out with the all-you-can-eat boneless wings, you think, man, those double crunch shrimp sound good. Can I get some of those? Yeah.
And after you're smacking your lips, you can go, ooh, the riblets? Absolutely.
Applebee's on a date night is right.
$30, y'all are getting fat and sassy together.
Shut up. I love that. That's a great idea. Thanks, Applebee's.
Yeah, take out your girls for Valentine's.
Make your plan. Good morning to you. Here's Lainey Wilson.
I never stay in one place too long.
Wake up at the Wolf Show. So before we get to the latest challenge between the Yeti and the Stanley Quencher, I made a batch of these bacon club cracker. It's like candy bacon on a club cracker. It's all the club cracker, slice of bacon, sprinkle of brown sugar, sprinkle a hot pepper flake, put them in the oven, 350.
And I got to say, I made these a couple years ago. They were a hit. Can't wait to try yours, Dale. Also, if you see the recipes online, do not put the Parmesan cheese on them.
There's no business on there.
No
whatsoever.
Reason for the cheese on these. They don't need it. Now and I am a cheese gal.
As you can see, these got more done than I would like them.
I like the crispy cracker.
Yeah, the cracker is crispy. The bacon.
You
got to
get them done right, though, so that bacon is good.
Yeah, you can't have the soft, chewy bacon sort of a thing going on.
That's it.
Yeah, oh, I'm eating one too. It's even cold. It's a tasty snack.
Yeah.
You want to try to make them? It's real easy. Maybe something for the weekend. Maybe for tonight, a little TV night. Make you a batch of those things. Pile up on the couch. Watch something good. Sounds good. All right. So if you've been following our little saga here between my Yeti cup and her Stanley Quencher. The ice competition was held yesterday. Actually, it went on for like 2.5 days.
It did.
And I was confident that the Yeti would come out on top. However, it did not. Exact same amount of ice in each cup, and she outlasted me. Now, someone has made a comment that it may not have been fair because there was more room for cold air to build up inside of hers because mine's a 30-ounce cup, hers is a 40-ounce cup, and it acted as a refrigerator to keep the ice longer.
But I think at the end of the day, I think yours has a better seal on it than mine does.
Maybe.
And I think as much of a difference, I don't think that little bit of, quote, refrigeration would have made, I mean, that was a big difference in ice.
It was double the amount of ice.
Yeah, and on top of that, we opened it several times. So whatever, yeah. I mean, I kept letting this, and I had the straw in it and everything. I mean, there was definitely a way for that air to escape easily.
So we decided, and one of the reasons was because Annie had never had a hot liquid in her quencher. It was always cold water. So we said, let's see who holds heat the longest. So we ran the coffee pot at the station. So the temperature is exactly the same.
And I think it's been in there about 35, 40 minutes now.
Okay, so we're going to see which one. Now, Dale here failed on a responsibility because I said that I would bring my cooking thermometer. I couldn't find it. I don't know what to do with it. Anyway, we don't have it. So we're going to just burn my finger. Is it hot on my finger? And then it's hot.
Yeah, so that's
what we're going to do. We're going to see how long it lasts. So you think 45 minutes it's been in there now?
About 35 to 40 minutes.
35 to 40 minutes.
Now, I know we're not going to open it for another few minutes, so it'll have a little bit longer, closer to an hour almost by the time we
say
crack
725.
Into it.
We'll check it out.
Yeah, that should be right around an hour ish. But, Dale, what is the punishment for the loser of this? So far, you're losing.
Yeah.
Now, if there's a tie, I don't know what we're going to do.
There's not going to be a tie. There's going to be a definitive winner. I can tell you that right now. And we were discussing this yesterday, and I believe, and I don't mind, I'll do this, and I know you'll do it if you lose. We got to come up with something for you. I'm not feeling good about my Yeti right now after yesterday. Anyway, I'm thinking that maybe what I have to do is I have to take that lime green, whatever that
it's
is.
Jade, thank
jade
you.
Thing around and carry it around with me in different places, like, you know, wherever, to Target or, you know.
Yeah, you got to be a Stanley girl for a week.
Yeah, so is it a week?
A week.
Do I have to do it a week?
A week. And I will take the boot and the charm off for you.
Okay.
A little less embarrassing for you.
Thanks.
I have not seen a man can't carry a Stanley. I've not seen a Stan man.
Which we ended up asking ourselves right in the middle of something on the air. Why is it just a chick thing?
Why did it become a chick? I know they marketed it to chicks, but I wouldn't care if a dude's carrying that.
It's a big mug that will hold a delicious beverage.
I don't know. There's something about mine that looks very girly.
I know it does. That's why I'm not looking forward to having to carry
with
that
or without
around.
That charming boot. It's right. Looking kind of girlish.
All right. So anyway, at about 7:25, we'll check the temperature in the cups, and if I lose, I'll have to drag that thing around for a week.
I hope you lose.
See, but now we got to figure out what you got to do. It ain't no big deal for you to carry around a Yeti. It's got to be something else for you.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. Are you thinking about me?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. The battle continues between the Yeti and the Stanley Quencher. Yesterday, we determined that the Stanley Quencher won the ice retention competition. Annie is the one with the Quencher. I'm the one with the Yeti. Right now, we have hot liquid in it. We just ran water through the coffee pot. Same temperature, same amount of water, full 9 yards. And now we're going to check and see which one seems to be warmer at this point. So it's been about an hour since the hot water was poured into the container.
Okay, so I'm scared I won't be able to get mine open, so we'll open yours first.
Okay.
And you can feel the heat through the top of the lid.
Yeah.
You know it's staying hot in there. Please, God, don't let me get burned. Watch me not be able to open it.
You're not going to get burned.
Even yeah, you might have to open these.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if it's because of the heat.
Well, that's one of the reasons, yeah.
I can't get them open. I cannot get yours to budge.
Hang on.
Come on around. You're going to get stuck with your headphones?
Nope.
There's Dale's. Need man strength. Okay, he got that one.
I was just trying not to squash it out.
I'm proud of you. It's still pretty hot, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Did that burn?
It's hot.
Ooh, she is hot. Well, you going to get mine open while you're here?
All right, hold on.
I tried so hard to get it open after I closed it earlier, and I could not. You about need to...
Put your hands around.
Here, I'll hold it. Oh, gosh. I just want y'all to know how difficult. It took two people to open my Stanley Cup. The heat in there. I'm scared to touch it.
Oh, you're all right.
Dale, don't get me on that. I think mine's hotter than yours right now.
Really? Bring it around here.
Here, hold on. Do a double dip. One finger in each. Gotta go deep on mine.
About the same.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's okay. About the same. Now, okay, so now we've had them open for, you know, nearly a full minute.
Holy crap.
Right now, it's a dead heat.
Yeah, they're both hot.
All right, so anyway, here we go.
I say we leave the lids off for 5 minutes. I say only because when you're sipping something warm, you're opening it, taking a sip, and you're closing it back.
I don't. I drink right out of the slot. Why would I open?
Well, why don't we leave the slots open for a minute then?
All
that's
right,
what I mean.
Okay. All right.
Good God, I'm scared to put my lid back on.
Of course that's going to go fast. I mean, you don't have to over-tighten it. I mean,
I didn't. I really think the heat like gave it a seal earlier.
All right, so it's pretty even right now in terms of heat retention, and the hot water has been in there. Again, it's run through the coffee pot, so it's coffee hot.
I'm setting a timer for 2 minutes. We'll leave the mouthpieces open, and then we'll close them.
All right.
Because I'm scared we'll be here all day with the heat. Not opening them, you know, like you would when you're drinking it.
I still want to test those that Travis brought us from American Diversity. I want to try those just to see what they do.
Well, we've got all next week to experiment, too, Dale. I got a 2-minute timer going right now.
By the way, there's a cool little video of these guys playing the part of these various cups, and they're having a discussion about which one is better. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It's the back of the cup, like the cup cabinet. Conversation.
I wonder if I could play that audio and it'd make any sense. I'm going to check out and see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's pretty funny.
It
each
is funny.
One thinking that they're the better one.
I think you could, and you know, I'll share it to our like Instagram story.
Yeah.
And that way you can see it there if you want to watch it. It's worth a watch, though. It's pretty funny.
It is. All right, so it continues. The battle is on. I need some fighting music. I need to get the Rocky music out or something like that. Just keep banging away at these things. Kick off the weekend, or are you ready to kick off the weekend?
I'm ready to kick off the weekend, Dale.
I hear you, sister. Here we go. Start the countdown.
Initialize sequence.
Today.
Today is Friday.
The last day of the week.
Last day of the week.
Getting ready for the weekend.
Get ready for the weekend.
It's time to relax. Guys,
listen. Turn the radio on.
Crank up the radio.
Turn up the volume.
Turn that up.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Well, good morning to you, you young whippersnapper.
Is today Friday?
Wake up and greet the day.
Rise and shine.
Today's Friday.
Local celebrities of the triad celebrating today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, because it's a 3-day weekend for some, so we don't want to miss out on those birthdays for Monday. This is the biggest list we've had in a long time.
I got some extra music.
Dale's got some extra music for me, and so we're just going to whip right through, and if you try to get a birthday in, there's no room, so we'll put you on Tuesday. Celebrating today, happy birthday to Mark Flint of Winston-Salem. I believe he is the owner of Pulliam's Hot Dogs.
Free plug!
Give me a burnt all the way, sir.
I'll have two all the way. Don't burn it.
Oh, burn them. That's how I like it. I don't like it. All right. Also celebrating, Kaysen Hutchins of Eden is 5. Wayne Moody of Mebane is celebrating, along with Mimi Marion of Shoals, Jessica James of Kang, Casey McMahon of Welcome, Kathy Miller of Moxville, Greg Cranford of Ashboro, Daniel Klein of Jamestown, Jennifer McClure of High Point, Kelly Boyd of Graham, Denise Thompson of Lexington, Allison Wall of Elon, Jeffrey Burgess of Walnut Cove, Cassie Kennedy of Burlington, Brian Wilson of Liberty, Clay Dunlap of Lexington, Cameron Denny of Oak Ridge is 6, Virginia Brower of Seagrove, and Dale's son, Chandler. What is he, 24 today?
He's 24. Love that boy. He's celebrating where he lives in Florida, and his mom got on a plane and flew down there last night to take him out to dinner tonight.
Oh, just in time to ruin his birthday. Celebrating tomorrow. Happy birthday to Elena Kreider, who is 2 years old. She's from Greensboro. Edith Graves of Bear Creek is also 2 years old. Eric Apple of Witsett celebrating, along with Maggie Lee of Greensboro, Clint Lineberry of Liberty, Dorota Rothsberg of Clemens, Haley Brown of Winston-Salem, Cheryl Meadows of Midway, Brittany Huffman of Winston-Salem. Shout out to her. She got my first job ever. That was at Chuck E. Cheese. Appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great day. Abby DeWitt of Franklinville is 10 years old. Connor Peoples of Moxville celebrating, along with Katie Stowe of Lexington. Is this right? July Wright of Liberty. Wow, July from Liberty. I like that.
I've never met anyone named July.
Macy Church of Stokesdale, Anna Patter of Randleman, Donnie Whitlow of Greensboro, Deborah Sanders of Burlington, Martin Sloan of Ashboro, Corey Tesh of Winston-Salem, Anna Morgan of Witsett, and Daniel Roberts of Pofftown. For Sunday, happy birthday, Miss Janice Burkett of Clemens, Tanner Rippey of Eden, Devin Ray of Summerfield, Laura Bridges of Snow Camp, Chance Dixon of Yadkinville, Joel Clark of Kernersville, Tim Hall of Sophia, Tracy Scott of Mount Airy, Alan Goodman of Bear Creek is 21 today. Ooh, legal on a Friday night.
Dangerous.
Mike Linville of Welcome, Courtney Wells of Lexington, Jennifer Phelps of Reidsville, Lewis Sims of Colfax, Trina Lowry of Trinity, and Lakin Verner of High Point. And for Monday, Eli Aldridge of Elon is 10 years old. Chris Smith of Thomasville. Philip Harrison of Kernersville. Go see him at H&H Auto. Jordan Stone of Winston-Salem. Catherine Lowe of Pofftown. Ryan Tucker of Kernersville. Happy birthday, boo. Carter Stone of Stokesdale. Ashlyn Durham. Kylie Charlotte Pope of Ashboro is 5. Okay, I got that right. Nicholas Adams of High Point. Norma Sizemore of Madison. Zach Williams of Winston-Salem. He's out at the fair on the Struggle Bus. He's owner of the Struggle Bus. Coffee. Delicious stuff.
Yes, we've had that. It is delicious.
If you ever see it out and about, go check out the Struggle Bus. Spencer Sean of Clemens is 6 years old. And my mom and her husband, my stepdad Duncan, share the same birthday, just 10 years apart. My mom's Robin the Cradle. Happy birthday to them on Monday. I love you both so very much.
Nice.
Get on the list. 799-WOLF.
It's a good thing because we're almost out of extra music.
I know. I'm out of breath. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Annie Camp. And it's Friday. Yes. The weekend is finally here.
And I still can't get these daggum lids off.
Are you needing help again?
I think I bruised my hand. Yours, yes. I didn't even twist mine on tight. I'm telling you, it's the cold and hot extremes. They keep this Stanley lid from coming off. I can't. Dale, I'm going to need you. I can't get it.
All right. Bring it over.
I can get yours. I can't get mine.
We're going to have two people again, or? Can I do it?
I don't know.
I got it.
I've bruised my hand. Do you see this? This takes off a couple points on the Stanley. I've had too much struggle trying to get this lid off, and it's not just been this week.
What would be an improvement is some sort of knurling or checkering on the rim on the outside of this so you can get it off. Anyway, the battle continues. It's the Yeti versus the Stanley Quencher. So, we're doing this comparison today after the ice competition yesterday. On the ice retention competition, the Stanley Cup won over the Yeti. There's some controversy over the results, but we're going to go with the fact that the Stanley Quencher won. Today, we're testing hot liquids. The water was run through the coffee pot this morning. It had been about an hour and a half ago, hour and something again?
Yeah, we're almost to 2 hours.
Okay, almost to 2 hours. We're going to check the temperature just with our finger.
Just holding my hand over the top, they feel about the same in heat. Like the heat's rolling off of them
right, with
the lid off. I got hand warmers right now. It's nice.
All right, check it. You check, then I'll check. See who's got the hottest liquid. It's the same temperature as coffee.
They're both, that's some hot liquid. I just burnt my fingers.
Let me see if I can determine if one of them is warmer than the other here. I have very sensitive fingers.
All right. Dale is dipping a finger in both the Stanley and the Yeti. Mine, you got to go down a little deeper.
Yeah.
They're hot. You can't keep your finger in there. That's hot. I would not be able to drink hot coffee out of there for 3 to 4 hours.
It's even.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it's even.
I don't know if this will make a difference because they're both got that kind of double wall insulation.
Yeah. Look, both of these are quality items, okay? Both of these are well-made, built to last the whole nine yards, and they do as advertised.
I do think we take a few minutes and let them sit with the lids off.
Okay. How long?
10 minutes, maybe, just to get some of the heat out of there, because we're going to be here all day trying to measure the heat.
Well, also at the end of this, we'll sort of officially wrap up the competition today, and somebody's going to win. And if it is the Stanley Quencher, then I have to tote around the Stanley Quencher.
Take my Stanley. It's really a punishment for both of us.
I got to tote that around for a week and go to places like Target and Starbucks and places like that with my Quencher.
I'm going to put the lid on there upright.
Well, you can use my Yeti in the meantime until.
Thanks, Dalo.
Or you can use the other one that we got, the
Oh, our knockoff.
Yeah, you can use that one.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're not going to be without. So
but I'm a stand girl. You're going to be a stand man after this competition.
I'm a little concerned after the ice competition yesterday, but it is. It's a dead heat right now.
I know.
In terms of the heat competition. She still got the lids off. How much longer are you going to leave the lids off?
I said 10 minutes, so I'll set a timer right meow.
That seems like a long time.
Well, we need to let some of the heat escape here.
Okay. All right. Luke Combs music now on The Wolf.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. Oh, he set my world on fire.
Three.
Today's top three.
Shout out Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools for ruining the mood for a lot of parents yesterday when they announced the new 24-25 year school calendar. It starts with us going back to school Monday, August 12th, and the last day being Tuesday, May 20th. The students will be off for winter break Friday, December 20th through Friday, January 3rd, which means they would take their exams before Christmas break, which makes way more sense than leaving for 2 weeks and then taking exams. But on top of that, a lot of parents upset because it's like it's considered a last minute notice. And there's people with vacations and camps and et cetera, worried about the heat and the sports and everything else. I grew up with this schedule. It don't bother me a bit. My kid will be joining kindergarten. So for us, it's no change. It's like, all right, cool. Just how it's going to be.
Not much you can do about it now.
Not much you can do about it now. That's right. And I guess your kids will be missing the first week of school. But people are mad about it. And we're going to dive into this next week. I promise you that.
Right.
We do say be weather aware today.
Yeah, there's a couple of statements, a couple of things you need to know. Increasingly windy this afternoon. It's just going to get worse as the day goes on. Periods of rain, storms. Some storms could be strong. There's a wind advisory from 4 this afternoon until 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. Now, Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, but it'll still be windy. Then coming in next week, that polar vortex bringing those teens for overnight lows next week.
And Applebee's on a date night, but all-you-can-eat style. They're bringing it back, but instead of just the all-you-can-eat boneless wings, they're also going to have the endless riblets and the double crunch scrimp, too. And you can mix and match and get one of each, turn around and get all the ones you liked again. It's a fantastic deal.
I like it.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, treat yourself to $30 endless food.
Yeah.
I don't think you're cheap for that. I'd go to it.
The Applebee's gets a bad rap. I like Applebee's, man. Where are you going to beat that deal? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere you're going to beat that deal.
And them dollar Rito drink nights or whatever? Yes.
Bring it.
Dollar alcohol, endless shrimp. Oh, my God.
All right. One more thing before we dump out of this thing. The cup lids were off for how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. And she says there seems to be no change in the temperature of the liquid inside the cup.
It was hot.
So we're going to see if engineering has a digital thermometer that we can use that they use to check the temperature of the heat and the air conditioning so we can actually get an accurate reading.
Because the finger test ain't doing it.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's just hot. That's the only reading we get. Hot.
And dang, it's hot in here, man. So anyway, it's the Yeti against the Stanley Quencher. And there was some controversy from a couple of people about the results of the ice retention test, saying that there because there's 10 ounce more capacity on the Stanley, that there were more cold air in there to turn that thing into a refrigerator and save more ice. But the truth is, there was double the ice in the Stanley that there was in the Yeti. So anyway, we're not worried about how scientific it is anyway. We're just having a little fun here. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Touch the Troops. The official beginning is Tuesday. We got a weekend coming up here, and it's a holiday weekend. And when we get back on Tuesday, we're going to kick this thing off by having the first card, and then later in the week, a little event for you.
Which I'm excited about. I actually went by Under Par Golf Lounge yesterday evening. We cut a little video for social media. It's on our Facebook page with all the details for our event next Friday night. But basically just a super easy, leisurely hangout, grab something to drink and do some cards
crafted, maybe gossip, spill the tea a little bit about small town drama while we make cards of encouragement and love for Touch of Troops.
Drama in a small town?
Yeah, no. Lots of drama. But love to have you out there at Under Par. It's a lot of fun. Very, very laid back place. Very cool.
I'll be practicing my swing.
She did ask me if we wanted to rent a bay for the event. To have a bay scheduled and roped off for us to use. And I told her, we'll probably just hang out. But Dale, if you want to swing a ball.
I do.
I'll let
her know because I ain't going out there where there's any golf swinging to be done and I'd be doing no golf swinging.
Okay, I'll let them know you want to swing the golf.
I do want to do that. I might make a card, though, while I'm there, too.
I'm going to probably make like 50 of them. I love coloring.
Yeah, well, so we'll kick it off on Tuesday. You can find all the information that you need on the website at 931wolfcountry.com. We're focusing more this year on the children of the troops who are stationed in various bases around the world. And as you know, very often these kids get packed up and moved to a base, and dad or mom, before you know it, get transferred to another base, and they pack up and they go off to another base.
They call the military kids like dandelions. They bloom wherever they go.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and it's not a Valentine theme thing. We just thought it was a handy time to do it, you know, it just seemed like the right time. The cards can be of any theme, you know, messages of support, love, thank you, whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. You can make the card any way you want. And again, you don't have to make the card. It can be a store-bought card if you want, if you're not very crafty.
And this event is totally free. You just come on and make a card. If you want to, you know, get your bevy from Under Par, then there's that. But otherwise, I got all the craft supplies for you.
Yeah, we got everything. And again, that's next Friday. Not tonight. It's next Friday at Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville.
I got it good, girl, because I got myself a...
I don't know, I kind of feel like another Friday song.
Yeah.
You know the Friday song? Let's play one, shall we? Here we go.
Woo!
It's ready. Here we go. Life is a highway, baby. It is time to put the pedal to the metal and go full speed into the weekend. I'm ready. By the way, concert announcement coming in 9 minutes. Concert announcement coming in 9 minutes. Who could it be coming this summer?
I don't know. Maybe somebody will play here in the next few minutes. Could be the concert announcement.
Wouldn't that be clever of us to do that?
It would be.
Life's like the road that you travel on.
They are for me, religiously.
Okay. Concert announcement time. Concert announcement time. It's actually going to be like 1 minute early. Are we going to get in trouble for that? Is somebody going to holler at me about that?
No.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are big fans of waking up in the back of a truck bed, Hardy with his quit tour is coming to Carolina. Special guests on this tour, by the way, Kit Moore, Travis Denning, and Ella Langley. It'll be at the PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte on Friday, June 14th, and the Coastal Credit Union Music Park in Raleigh, Saturday, June 15th. Tickets on sale next Friday. And will we have something to give away? Of course we will.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
Up with a Wolf Show. All right, here we go. We have been battling it out with these two cups, my Yeti and her Stanley. The ice retention was won by, are you ready for this? Those of you who kept cheering for the Yeti go in, the Yeti didn't win. The Stanley won. Stanley Quencher won. It was double the amount of ice. Today, we're doing hot liquid. We ran the liquid. It's just water, temperature, same as coffee. We put it through the coffee pot. And so far, we've been doing the finger test.
Yeah.
But we have brought in one of our engineers, Ern, who is going to test the temperature of these waters with a digital thermometer. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
And I left the lids loose.
Okay.
To help air it out some, because them suckers were hot.
Yeah.
Are they still, how does it feel, Ern? Still hot on top?
Oh, yeah. They're still hot. Yeah. Still they good? Got some temperature
right,
to them.
Before you do the official thermometer test, I am going to do another finger test.
Okay.
Dang, I'm still hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingers over here sizzling.
Here we go.
All right, so we're doing the Yeti first. Okay, the Yeti is... I was waiting for it to stabilize. 135 degrees.
I believe it.
Make a note of that. 135 degrees out of the Yeti.
Hold on, let me write this down.
135 degrees. Official digital temperature.
Okay, now let's go to La Stanley. 130.1.
Now, wait a second. You might have to hold it a little closer, because if you notice, I'm deeper down water than he is because I'm bigger.
Okay.
So to be fair.
Okay. It's a laser.
Okay. Well, if we go deeper into the cup, it's now 120. Oh, no. Don't stabilize. 130.5.
130.5.
So Yeti is ahead.
Now, I am impressed.
Earn, we're going to need a final measurement at about 945 or 950.
I can do that.
That's when we have to declare a winner.
Yes.
So now, if the Yeti wins this.
That's what I was saying earlier. If the Yeti wins, we're tied.
We're tied.
Yes. What do we do at that point? How do we test it further? How do we know the winner of which cup is better?
Slap fight.
God, I don't want to slap you, Dale. I don't know what we have to have a payoff, Dale-O. Someone's going to have to be punished.
All right, Ernst's putting the lids back on for the remainder of the time.
Or don't twist the Stanley tight. You ain't going to be able to get it off. You get your bruised hand. Look at that. From where I tried to twist it off all morning.
Wow, your hand's really red there.
I'm saying, it's a whole mark from where I tried to grip and twist that daggum Stanley lid.
Well, sounds like we got some trouble. See what I did there?
Oh, my God. You're corny.
Hey! Hey, it's Friday. It's another Friday song. Woo! This is Travis Tritt. And I spell T-R-O-U-B-L-E on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
I'm playing old guitar from 9 till a half past 1.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
I'm John Party with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville. I'll see you soon.
Keyword this hour is girl. That's girl, G-I-R-L, girl.
Take the word girl and go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Right there on our homepage, you'll see the John Party Totally Private. Enter that word in for your chance to win.
Brand new concert coming next week.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake up with the Wolf Show on the way out. Katie's on the way in. Don't forget, some bad weather coming in this afternoon. More of the storms, more of that wind coming, and that cold weather coming next week.
And with Katie, more chances to win Totally Private with John Party.
Now we need to declare a winner. Is it going to be my Yeti, or is it going to be her Stanley? We're about to find out. By the way, if she happens to win, I got to tote that thing around for a week to various places. Target, Starbucks, all that. Final right. Measurements now. Earn from the engineering
Before
department.
Before Earn does it, the Yeti had 135 degrees right around, 9 a.m.?
Yes.
And the Stanley had 130.5.
Okay.
Earn the final numbers.
Okay. The Yeti is 126.9.
Write that down, 126.9, because I want to know what the final number is.
No, correction.
Oh, it's stabilized.
126.1.
Okay.
126.1.
Okay.
Now he's going over to the Stanley Quencher for the final number there.
Oh, my gosh. 127.
So.
.0.
Okay, here we go.
That's neck and neck, though. That is about is like the ice situation. Yeah. I mean, just neck and neck.
Yeah, it was super close.
How can you really declare a winner?
We have to, and guess what?
Dale's a stand man next week.
I'm a Stanley girl next week. Toting it around all these places.
You're going to start a revolution. You're going to make the Stanleys cool for men, because you're a stand man.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. You stole it right out of my mouth. Stand man is what I'm going to be next week. So anyway, I'll be carrying around her, not any.
We're
Stanley
not going
cup.
To buy one.
I'm carrying hers around, and I'm going to swap with her. She gets to carry around my Yeti to drink her water in. You got to stay hydrated.
Can we start that Monday, though? Like, I want my Stanley this weekend.
Yeah, you can have it. We'll start next week. Because it's holiday week, do I only get to do it 4 days instead of five?
Yes, you only have to do it 4 days instead of five.
All right, thanks. All right, so I'll be toting that around next week, but that's okay. Very close. Both of them are good. Say goodbye, Annie.
Another week without a Stanley. Goodbye.
Have yourself a great Friday and a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Hey, thank.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.